This is Annie Lou Bailey interviewing Miriam Bierman at her home in Silver Spring on December 28th, 2009. And I think the last time we spoke was 2005 at your home in Montclair, New Jersey.
That was a long time ago.
Yes. So, and when did you move to Washington?
A little over a year ago.
Okay. And what brought you down here? Just family?
Well, I had been ill.
Ill,
and I'd been in the hospital, and my family felt that I needed someone to be near me all the time because I'm getting old, and who knows. But anyhow, so my son asked me to move in here. He lives on the 12th floor with his family.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's
so
great.
I get to see my grandchildren every day.
Oh, how nice.
And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to come here, was to see my grandchildren.
Absolutely.
And I waited a long time for grandchildren.
Well, they're very lucky to have you so close.
Well, thank you. So that's the story.
Oh, good. Now, are you...
They found this apartment for me. Excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And now the... I guess we can back up a bit. I know we had touched before on, your early training and work and your work, mm-hmm. with students and all that kind of thing. But if there's, if there's anything you want to, of course, throw in, please do. But now you were we'll sort of pick up, I suppose, kind of more recent things. But when you were in Montclair, you were still working. Where were you? Where was your studio?
It was on the third floor. It was a huge space. It was the whole attic area, which I cleared out
mm-hmm.
For a studio, and I had put skylights in, and it was perfect.
It's perfect lighting for all the color. And are you still working, of course, and are you doing it
of
in
course
this apartment?
I'm still working, I never stop working.
Right.
But the work changes with time, and right now I've been struggling with a painting that's in the other room, which I have covered up part of it so that, if you came in to see the studio, you wouldn't have to see my mistakes at this point.
How has your work changed a lot since you've moved in the past even 10 years?
Yes,
or so?
I've started doing a lot of collage for some reason.
Oh, okay.
So I've fallen into the collage pit, and I can't seem to stop. And my studio room in there is a big wall mural collage, which I may just cut up or do something with. I'm not quite sure mm-hmm. that it's any good.
When did you first start collage? When did you first?
Well, I've been doing collage from time to time all my life. Mm-hmm. Small bits here and there. But now I seem to be obsessed with it for some reason or other. So I am doing a lot of collage. And
are you using, just what sort of materials are you using? Are you incorporating pieces of other work?
I do some drawings, and mm-hmm. then I, glue them. I arrange them on the sheet. Mm-hmm. And some of the drawings are old. I never throw I hardly ever throw anything away.
Mm-hmm.
So that some of these are pieces which I've been saving for quite a while. And I take them out and I use them. As a matter of fact, I was going to take out a bunch of collages to show you, but I never got around to that. But I can get them if you want to look at them afterwards.
Oh, absolutely. So are you still painting as well? And
yes, I'm struggling with a painting.
The
right
one
now.
In the other room, right? And what about printmaking? Have you done any of that?
No, there was a printmaking place. There is a printmaking place near here, but the atmosphere didn't suit me, so I mm-hmm. decided not to go.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. I'm sure it's quite a change going from a place where you had worked for so long.
Yes.
To come to a get.
Nobody knows me here.
Right, right, right.
They don't bow when I come in the room or anything like that.
Well, they will soon.